This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that the United States is in an unnecessary predicament of soaring COVID-19 cases fueled by unvaccinated Americans and the virulent Delta variant. The nation's top infectious disease expert tells CNN's State of the Union that we're going in the wrong direction, and he describes himself as very frustrated with rising infection rates. He says recommending the vaccinated wear a mask is under active consideration by the government's leading public health officials. Fauci also suggests that booster shots may be suggested for people with suppressed immune systems who have been vaccinated already. France's parliament approved a law that requires special virus passes for all restaurants and mandating vaccinations for all healthcare workers. Both measures have prompted protests and political tensions. The president, Emmanuel Macron, and his government says they are likely to need it to protect vulnerable populations and hospitals as infections rebound and to avoid new lockdowns. The law required adopted early Monday and requires all workers in the healthcare sector to start getting vaccinated by September 15th or risk suspension. It also requires a health pass to enter all restaurants, planes, some other public venues. To get the pass, people must have proved that they're fully vaccinated, recently tested negative, or recently recovered. This is VOA News. Another set of armed kidnappers in Nigeria released 28 of the more than 120 students who were abducted at the beginning of July from the Bethel Baptist High School in northern town of Damishi. The Reverend Israel Akanji said that more than 80 other children are still being held by the gunmen. So far, 34 children have kidnapped on July 5th, and 5 have either been released or have carried out, been passed on to their... Now, Nigeria, the Shia mainly seeking ransoms. Akanji said that the church does not pay ransoms to criminals, but cannot stop families from doing whatever they can to free their children. Crowds of people flooded Tunis on Sunday to celebrate the news that the president dismissed the government and froze parliament in a move that dramatically escalated a political crisis, but that his opponents called a coup. The president, Kais Saied, said that he would assume executive authority with the assistance of a new prime minister and the biggest challenge yet to the democratic system. Crowds numbering in the tens of thousands stayed on the streets of Tunis and other cities, with some people setting off fireworks for hours after the announcement as helicopters circled overhead. The extent of support of Saied's move against a fragile government and divided parliament was not clear, and he did warn against any violent response. An estimated 17 million people in the United States watched the opening ceremony for the Tokyo Olympics, held at a largely empty stadium. It's down 36% from the kickoff to the Rio de Janeiro Games 5 years ago. 17 million includes people who watched the ceremony live on NBC or online when it aired Friday morning, and those who saw an edited version on NBC in a prime time that night. That's according to the Nielsen Company on Sunday. NBC was unable to break down how many people watched live and how many saw the primetime version. The 26.7 million who saw the real opening included both television and online viewership. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.